Rubber game of the series between the Angels and Yankees. Eric Young Jr. and Aaron Hicks ready for this one. We pick up the action in the second inning with the Yanks leading at 4-1. Danny Espinosa with a man on facing Michael Pineda.
Big scores. Beat up on Washington 13-2.
Espinosa drills one to deep right field toward the line, and she is gone. Espinosa, very low average hitter, but with power, hits a two-run home run. Pineda has very little, and the Yankee lead is 4-3. Swung on and lined down the left field line. Diving Young makes a catch. He's had probably the two best games of his career. And the pitch, a high fly to left. Gardner going back on the track at the wall. She's gone. It's a two-run home run for Andrelton Simmons, and the Angels take a 7-5 lead. And there's the 2-1 from Hernandez. Swung on and hit high in the air to deep right. Back Colhoun back on the wall, and it is caught by Calhoun at the wall. What a way for the game to end. Another terrific fielding play. Calhoun went back to the high scoreboard wall, jumped and made the catch just before it could hit the wall. That was some jump by Calhoun. He's quite an athlete. You know what? That's not the end of the game. I just looked at the replay. That's not the end of the game. That's not the end of the game. That ball was on the wall, and he took it off. So they overturned. I mean, they had to. They had to. So the game continues, and they're going to put Hicks at second base. Pitch grounded to third, and Escobar throws to first. It is in time. Ball game over. Angels win.
The Angels take 2 of 3 from the Yankees, winning the series finale 7-5. Every player in the Halos starting lineup had a hit, including Eric Young Jr., who tallied 2 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. D.D. Gregorius extends his hitting streak to 16 games. Matt Shoemaker left the game after 3-plus innings with an undisclosed injury. The Yankees come up short against the Angels. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after the game.
Well, I thought his location. He wasn't down in the zone tonight for whatever reason. Then, you know, I thought he actually battled really good because it looked like he was going to get knocked out about the third inning. He ended up giving us 6 innings, but his location just wasn't too good tonight.
Joe, you seem pretty optimistic about CC. Grade 2 strain sucks. You know, unfortunate for you guys. How long do you kind of expect?
He'll be ready when he's ready. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. As a pitcher, you know, it's a little bit trickier just because they can't throw for a while. So we'll try to keep his arm active, probably in a chair, but he's not going to be able to throw his side, so we'll see.
Cashman, I guess 4 years ago, when he had a same grade 2 strain, and obviously it's not the same injury, he said could be 8 weeks.
I mean, he'll be back when he's back. I mean, that's all I can tell you. I mean, you got to see how he reacts to treatment.
So what, are you going to make the move tomorrow, or is it?
No. As again, I said, we'll decide on that starter depending on what we need.
No, I mean, to actually put him
on
the
DL. I'm sure that's what we'll do.
Yeah. Right. I'm not talking about the starter.
Yeah.
Okay. The last play, what did you see on it?
I thought I heard wall. I thought I heard the ball off the wall. So obviously, we call right away, and Brett sees it hit the wall, and we say, replay it.
Joe, going on Herrera there, as I just.
Yeah, I mean, it's really what I had. So, you know, obviously we'll get some guys back tomorrow, but that was what it was today.
Two quick outs. Well, sorry.
Oh, you obviously maybe conceding for the big picture. I mean, you're obviously hoping to get a win there. But.
Yeah, I mean, I can't hurt guys, you know. So, I mean, we had Dellen, but I can't ask Dellen to give me 9 outs. Maybe if it was 2015-14, I could have done that, but you know, so we knew the kid was going to pitch at some point today. We just didn't know exactly when, and I thought he was going to go on in the fourth, maybe, the way Michael was struggling, but he seemed to get it together a little bit. But, you know, we felt that Green needed another day, Holder needs a day, Adam might need a couple days, Shreve needed a day, Clipper you know, we would have used him if we were ahead in the eighth, maybe. It was just what it was.
Joe, what type of feeling is that for you when you see Pineda struggling, knowing how burned your bullpen is and the lack of availability there?
Well, that's why I give him some credit because, I mean, he struggled mightily the first three innings and was able to give us six. So I thought he got it out and seemed to find it a little bit. But, again, his location wasn't sharp tonight.
How would, you know, for 10 weeks, the starting rotation allowed you to, kind of do what you've been able to do. And, you know, with Tanaka and CeCe, Pineda tonight, I mean, how would you describe maybe the state of the rotation right now?
Well, Tanaka was pretty good on Monday. CeCe got hurt. Michael's been really good pretty much all year long.
I mean, Tanaka's at a point where you can't, trust him to pitch against Baltimore.
No, let's find out. You want to make a judgment? Make a judgment. But I'm not ready to make that judgment. So, I mean, yeah, it hurts losing CeCe. Somebody has to step up. But, I mean, I think we're all pleased with the way Michael's throwing the ball. We're all pleased with the way Montgomery's throwing the ball. We're all pleased with the way Severino's throwing the ball. You know, Tanaka had a good start the other day. If we can build on it, you get him going, then somebody has to step up for that other spot. But our rotation's been pretty good. I you're taking a snapshot and it's a couple games.
Michael Pineda gets a no decision, allowing 5 runs in 6 frames.
The first 3 innings, so my location is not the best, but after that, I make a little adjustment and I'm grinding the mound and think it's better.
What was the adjustment you made?
Oh, just keeping my left shoulder a little close and attack the hitter.
Joe had talked about how taxed the bullpen was and that he needed you to go deep into this game. Did you have that in the back of your mind that you had to give them some innings?
Yo menciono lo importante que sería que tú pichara mínimo 6 innings por lo mucho que se ha usado el bullpen. Tenía eso en la mente aun cuando te hicieron la carrera de poder pichar lo más innings posible.
No, for me, every time I go to the mound, so I want to work longer in the game, And today is a really tough night for me, but I'm grinding in the mound, and I'm trying to give it opportunity to my team and hold the game and working.
Michael, in the fifth inning, I think after the final out, you spiked the ball. What kind of emotions are you feeling at that moment?
No, we had a lot of emotion in the game, and we want to, keep my energy going and doing the best. And that's it.
Michael, did you come away with any sort of a positive feeling because you made the adjustment, you hung in there, and you gave him 6 innings?
Sale del juego sintiéndote un poco positivo porque pudiste hacer un ajuste, mantener el juego, pichar 6 innings, sale con algo positivo de esta salida de hoy.
Yeah. Like we always learn from the back game, And tonight is a really tough game for me, but I learned because I had really good stuff and keeping my head up and keep fighting and give it opportunity to my team, and it's good.
Up next, the Yankees stay out west to take on the Athletics beginning on Thursday.